Whoa, yeah. You're listening to the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo. Is it true? Is it bull? You decide. Yada, yada, yada. Yada, yada, yada. Yada, yada, yada.
Hey, tape recorder. Listen to this.
Welcome to episode 415 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo, brought to you by a lot of folks, a lot of good folks.
All right.
J&T Mechanical, House of Hughes.
Yep, you got them.
All of Josh them. Downs with, Red Line
yeah,
Guns.
Yeah, Red Line, okay.
Yeah. A lot of folks who deserve props for what they do to help people.
Goon. You sound a little bummed. What's going on?
I'm not bummed. I'm kind of pissed.
Okay, well, look, it's Tuesday.
I'll hold
July
it
July 8th. Brussels is listening.
Thank you, Brussels. I
and
hope
I'm
not
sure
to scare you away later.
They have heard what's going on
in
Texas because we are on CNN. We are on every cable
worldwide.
Network.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
First and foremost,
it's not the way we wanted to be
right.
Recognized.
What's happened here in Central Texas in Kerr County with the floods and the devastating life of loss is heartbreaking. And thank you to all first responders. Thank you to the kids who helped other kids get to safety.
Yeah.
To the parents who made sure their kids were all right and lost their life in saving other people. You guys are the heroes.
Yeah,
y'all are the ones. Thank you to everybody who's donated their time and their efforts for volunteering to not only search but to get food and clothing and things that these families need. Donating your money, everything that you're doing. I know there's a lot of benefit concerts and barbecue sales that are going on right now. We'll talk about those later.
I know it's so awesome to talk about what is going on and the human nature of people,
right.
Especially what Izzy Guajardo is doing,
exactly.
What Virtual Country is doing with the Tailgaters and all sorts of other bands. We're starting another benefit, but on a sad note, I know you were talking to me before we even pushed record on tape recorder.
Right.
That's why I'm thinking maybe that's why you're bummed. What's going
on
with
that? Before I mention them, let me just mention all of the guys who are doing it. The Tailgaters are going to be playing, Russ Brown Band, Mario Moreno, For Life is going to be playing, Tristan Frederick, Jacob Botello, Danny Farias and the Rhinestone Cowboys, Justin Gallegos, Virtual Country, Corey Weaver, all those guys will
be. Dude, these are some big guns going on.
Exactly.
Here.
They're going to be donating their time, their talents.
I am so happy. Thank you,
guys,
for donating your time to do this.
And this is going to be July 27th. It's a Sunday.
Okay.
It's going to be at Stetson in Helotes. Those guys have opened up their doors, and we're going to have a lot of barbecue teams that are out there cooking all day, trying to sell as many chicken and sausage plates. If you can help in any way, shape, or form, just look for the True Bull Virtual Cast page. We'll have updates on the event page, where you can help, how you can help, the best way to help.
And also a bona fide GoFundMe.
Right.
Okay.
Not the fake ones that are popping up, not the fake.
How sad is that, Goon?
Dude, I just spent the last 45 minutes scrolling through Facebook, and I just want to point out all of these people may be great people, but the posts that people are posting about them are false. I saw one that said Jamar Chase, you know, the wide receiver from the Cincinnati Bengals.
Uh-huh, yeah.
He has offered to pay for the funeral expenses of all of the victims of the flood, which is a great thing to do. What? If only it wasn't a bullshit post created by a Cincinnati Bengals fan trying to make his star athlete a hero. He may be a hero to you for the way he plays, but that was fake news. Eric Clapton has also apparently offered to pay for all the expenses. Jalen Hurts, Max Crosby from the Los Angeles Raiders.
Okay, so how is this happening? Are they doing it on behalf of their Facebook page, or
they've got these fan pages? There's a Green Eagle page, and they want clicks. They want people to like their page, and when they get fan engagement, The story doesn't have to be true.
Oh,
it just
God.
Has to be enough to get people to click kidding. On their page so they can make money. They're trying to monetize themselves to make money in the face of a disaster.
I see.
To try to make their own page, you know, money for them. So there's a special place in the place that I don't talk about for people who do stuff like that. Brad Marchand from the NHL, apparently one of his fans thinks that he's paying for it. Jose Altuve from the Houston Astros. I'm sure the Astros have already said they're going to do so much, but not true on that post. Caitlin Clark is apparently paying for it. Bryce Harper from the MLB. Don Staley, one of the coaches in the NBA, or WNBA. George Strait apparently is paying. Jelly Roll, apparently yesterday he was going to be paying $55 million. Today the LA Raiders said they were going to pay $50 million. If they did, and if they would, that would be awesome.
Yeah, we'd be done.
And also, another thing that would be awesome, it would be awesome if people fact-checked the bullshit from Facebook and just said, okay, that would be great if it was true, but let me just check. And if you check, all you have to do is check funeral expenses for flood relief,
okay,
and it pulls up page after page after page. Okay. I stopped scrolling after 20 minutes. Because my blood was freaking boiling with all this fake news bullshit. Sorry, FCC. It's bullshit. You're trying to monetize your page at the expense of people who have lost their lives within the last few days. There are people still out there searching for people. They're searching for their family, their friends. And you're trying to make money off of this. And it's freaking stupid. It makes my blood boil. And I pray that you never have to go through something like that. Because even though you're a piece of shit, you still don't deserve that to happen to you. So you shouldn't be doing it to other people. You're not worth it. You're not worth the mention that you get right now. But I have to mention it because I have to get it off my mind so that I can concentrate on actually doing something positive by trying to raise awareness to this bullshit post that people are sharing everywhere. It's stupid. It's mind-blowing. I got a 21-year-old daughter, and to think that she could be gone tomorrow because of a flood that right. nobody knew was yeah. coming.
Yeah.
And now you're telling me that somebody wants to make money off of it for themselves, for their stupid page. If I ever had to make money that way, I'd rather freaking be poor and destitute with not a damn penny in my pocket if I felt like I had to do shit like that to make money and put money in my pocket to steal it from people, to steal valor from other people, real heroes, our first responders who are out there risking their lives to keep people safe so that you could post your shit on Facebook and try to make money from it. Bro, I hope you never meet somebody who ever had a tragedy like that, because they probably won't be as nice as what I'm being to you right now. I'm going to stop talking about it. I'm going to move on, and I'm just going to say thank you to the bands that I just mentioned. I also want to thank all of the folks who really are trying to help. If you are trying to find out where to donate,
okay.
the Kerr County Flood Relief Fund, Southern Oaks Church, Texar, T-E-X-S-A-R, Texans on Mission, Salvation Army in Kerrville, Good Shepherd Episcopal School, American Red Cross, the Texas Progressive Caucus. All of those places are accepting money on behalf of the residents, and the money's going to go where it's needed,
okay.
not to somebody's stupid fan page.
As long as you know that they have a certificate that they are a nonprofit,
right.
that they are sending the money right. straight to, even the American Red Cross, there are so many people saying, yes, I am with the American Red Cross, but
right.
guys, don't you believe it?
Don't believe it. It's sad that we have to check, now that it's actually going to the right place, because there's so many people who want to fill their damn pockets and not give a damn about what's really going on.
Goonie, I don't think man. I mentioned to you mentioned this to you yet, but
don't break my heart. I'm not okay. I don't know if I
well,
have the strength,
you know how I'm retired and almost a year into retirement.
Yeah, yeah,
I've been enjoying life. Everything has been great. I have a laundry list of things to do.
Yeah,
but one of them is to simplify. Mm. So I need to start getting stuff so we can get out of this house,
right.
get into our RV,
yep.
and go make the great escape.
Exactly, exactly.
So, I am picking and choosing the guitars that work that I have tried.
Uh-oh.
Yes. And so far, the guitars that are up to snuff, up to standard,
right,
is 35.
Okay. Okay. That's not bad.
I'm donating 35. I'm 35 guitars for this silent auction.
Wow.
So if Hard Rock Cafe wants to come over and buy all the guitars,
they
put
should.
A bid on them, they go should. Right ahead.
They should.
Y'all are going to see
a personal
a mind-numbing 35 left-handed guitars sitting over there at the benefit for the silent auctions.
Wow. And let me just for the record, let me just ask this, because, you know, I hate to be a contrarian. You know, how much of this money are you going to be taking personally for your, you know?
$4. Yeah. Four.
That's what I thought. Absolutely.
Yeah, because I have to buy a new mic cable that you just broke.
Right. Sorry. See, as crazy as I sounded the last 7 minutes, it only took Tim 30 seconds to bring back normalcy here. Because this is, you know, anybody who doesn't understand, yeah, I rant for a while, and sometimes I go off a little
Goon. There are so many hot-blooded people right now just going, oh, my gosh, why can't we get this going? Why can't we? Why would God would he allow this? What? There are so many questions, but
the answer is not stealing from people.
There's number one.
That's number one.
Number two is spread the word.
Spread the word.
And be a good person.
Exactly.
Do the right thing.
Exactly. And I posted this. There's a thread that we've got going on for the Helotus barbecue event. And all of the bands just saying they'll donate their time. They've got friends who may be able to help with sound, help with equipment, trying to help get bands on and off the stage so that as many bands that want to show up can play.
Yeah, yeah.
All of those things. And it just got me thinking. It's like, you know, music in a time like this is trivial. You write a song, you write lyrics, and you hope that it means something. But sometimes music can just bring people together, and that's what we're hoping it'll do.
Yep.
These people aren't doing it to become famous. They're not doing it to become rich.
Right.
And if they do become rich someday, you know, it's not going to be because they said, well, we'll play for free here, or we'll play for this amount here, or you have to pay us for this. None of these people want money. They're not taking money. They're not accepting money. And they'd be insulted if somebody said, here, let's get you guys some money. Anything that we get, whether it's a tip, is going to go right back to the funds to help the community.
Right on.
It's
And ladies and gentlemen, tape recorder, as you know, the band Virtual Country has done, I mean,
two things.
They have gone above and beyond. Mm. Well, I'd like to thank Troy, our guitarist, for coming in and knowing what he has to do.
Yeah.
He has to sacrifice his time, his talent. He has to sacrifice a lot of stuff just to be in this band. But it's not about the music.
Right.
It's about giving. It's
exactly.
about the spirit of giving. It's
exactly.
about the human nature. And thank you to our other brother, Julian Menchaca on the drums, Mikey, our fifth brother.
Yep.
Mikey Leroy over there at number 23s. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
Mikey.
You for doing everything and
everything
saying yes.
Everything you can.
I will do it. I will do it.
Our nephew, Dallas, was going and is working with the Hangar.
Okay.
They've been doing collections of items that people need. They already went and made one delivery on Monday. They're still collecting at Hangar. So please, if you have anything, go to the Facebook pages for the Hangar. They've got a flyer there saying what they need, the things that people need. Right now, money doesn't help them because they're almost homeless. They're sitting in shelters. What they need is clothing. They need diapers for their kids.
The simplest thing are the toilet items, too. They need toothpaste,
That's
toothbrush.
What they need.
Sometimes people forget, oh, well, let's get them clothes, jackets, all this. No. Socks,
yes.
Toilet paper. Because I have lived an RV life. Me and my wife Annie have gone out there and just had nothing in our trailer, knowing full well what we need.
Right.
Now, with experience,
we
actually know what we need.
Yeah, you always say, okay, well, as long as we got food, we're good.
Right.
And you're like, okay, what are we going to eat off of?
Yes.
Where
How
are the
is
plates,
that going to happen?
The forks, the knives, the
Ladies
cups.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
salt,
people
pepper.
Have lost everything.
Everything.
The pots, the pans, the cups, everything that sustained them while they were out camping. It's just like a second home.
Do me a favor. Think about what you do the first 30 minutes of your day as soon as you open your eyes, and think about the number of things that you need in order to do those things. I washed my face. Ooh, I need soap. I washed my hands. Oh, I need antibacterial.
That's
I brushed my teeth. I need toothbrush.
Right.
I need toothpaste. I took a shower. Oh, wow, I might need a towel. Mm-hmm. I need shampoo. I need body wash. I need lotion because I get dry. That's like 20 minutes of your day. Oh, wait, I'm going to have some coffee. Okay, great. What are you going to do? Pour the coffee in your hand? Oh, mm-hmm. No, I need a coffee cup. How are you going to make the coffee? Oh, I don't know. I might need a coffee machine. I might need a bunch of different. That's 30 minutes into your day, and that's what they need.
So what we need right now on this podcast is your support.
Yeah.
By spreading the word.
That's
saying,
right.
Hey, True Bull, Goonie and Nemo podcast, they listen to them, and they have the right avenues of the people to talk to.
Click on the links that we're going to share.
All right.
It's just one of the avenues. There are a lot of other avenues, a lot of other benefits going on.
Right.
And I hope that they make 10 times more than we make.
Right.
Because it doesn't matter. Whatever money is made, it's going to the right places because they're the right people putting on these events. So
if you have any questions, text it to us, email it to us,
exactly.
Send it a post or a question or a private message,
whatever you need,
to Virtual Country or True Bull.
What do they need? And it just takes a simple search to find out who are the reputable places and who are the bastards who just want to steal and
That's why we're not going to make this an 80-minute podcast. We're just going to spread the proper news that we need to. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listen to this podcast, send it, and say, hey, these guys
suck.
Yeah. Beside that, they're trying their damnedest to go and help somebody who needs it more than we do.
Right, exactly. And we joke. We always joke. Sometimes we joke. When people think it's not appropriate. But like I said, some people would think that having a barbecue fundraiser is inappropriate at a time like this. Some people would think that comedians putting on a comedy show, comic relief, they did it for homelessness.
That's true. Yeah.
How can you laugh at homelessness? It's not laughing at homelessness. It's laughing to raise money and awareness for homelessness. This is a podcast that we're laughing and making jokes right now. But we're doing it to raise awareness for something that's going on that is unfathomable.
Yes.
As a father, to think that I could ever have to go through something like that. Yeah. If it takes me making a joke and laughing to make sure that I can get through the day when I've had some really bad days, like a lot of people here in Texas have, as bad as a day as I think I've ever had, it doesn't match by 100-fold what these parents and children went through and are still going through and will continue to go through. No matter any money is not going to bring back their loved ones. It may help them rebuild their life and a house and clothing and get back on their feet.
Right.
But it'll never bring back the ones they lost.
Will not be the same. No.
But
so guys, just think about
heal.
Your worst day and
multiply it by 100,000.
Go and help somebody.
And then multiply that by 100,000 by sharing.
Oh,
share it with your friends.
Polecats. A couple of ales are playing there this Friday in Seguin.
We'll be up there in
Polecats
in Seguin on Highway 123.
And they decided to, we can be ambassadors. We can.
Yeah.
So I'm going to throw a flyer. They're going to be accepting clothes, money, and all sorts of fun stuff.
And we will pick
it. So thank you to Polecats.
We'll pick it up Friday when we play there. And then we will help distribute in Kerr County as well, because this is going to take a long time to rebuild.
I know you firefighters out there.
That's
I know half of y'all have gone back and forth from Kerrville to go and help out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we need is for you to donate clothing, articles, and whatever you can.
Exactly.
Even if I have to shut down my garage, y'all can call me and say, hey, I'm bringing stuff over. Bring it. I will get it over there.
Water. Gatorade.
Absolutely.
Lamelli with Texas Front Yard has a food truck, makes some great food. And Monday he was in Kerrville all day serving people. And if you ask me how much money he made, I will tell you it's about as much money as I got in my pocket right now, which is nothing. He cooked and served and fed and helped and gave back because it's the right thing to do. And he didn't go because he wanted this shout out. or that he wanted somebody to do a photo op. He did it because he knew there was a need and he could fill part of it. And so he did. And so, you know, millionfold blessings to him, because I know he's doing it for the right reasons.
Right. Okay. So what is the time and date of the benefit that we're going to be participating in?
It's going to be at Stetson and Helotes.
Okay.
It's going to be Sunday, July 27th. I believe the guys are going to, volunteers are going to start getting there 5, 6, 7 in the morning.
Okay.
To start cooking. I think the event starts at 11. Music starts around 12.
All right.
And goes on till about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. We got 9 bands, trios, acoustics,
okay,
full bands.
Now,
all
can you
there.
Do me a favor and repeat the lineup of all the bands again, just so the bands can start spreading the word? Hey, guys, we're going to be playing, but aside from playing music, mm-hmm, we're going to be supporting
exactly
an amazing, amazing and awesome cause.
Right.
So let's get the word out. Go ahead and give me a list of the bands again. Go on.
The Tailgaters.
All right.
Russ Brown Band, Mario Moreno, Ted Benya, he's got a band called For Life. They're a Christian band.
Yes, they are.
They'll be playing. Tristan Federick will be playing. Jacob Boteo, Danny Fadias and the Rhinestone Cowboys. Justin Gallegos, again, Virtual Country, and Corey Weaver Band will be playing. They will all be there sharing their talent. So
get there as early as you can, as early as you want.
Stay as late as you can.
And the plates are
plates
selling
are going to be $10.
Okay, good.
We've already got one of the barbecue teams. They've already donated their barbecue pit. Their team is coming to cook. And they said, oh, by the way, we're going to bring 500, links of sausage.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
You know, if we're already halfway to making 500 plates.
Dude, that is incredible.
$10 plus donation. If you can't make it, get with Izzy Guajardo. I'll share the link on the page for the event. If you can't make it and you just want to help, if you can donate some of the food, if you can donate plates, if you want to donate something for a silent auction, anything you can do.
Now, one thing that Izzy does, I mean, he's an amazing...
Tells a pretty good joke.
He's an amazing pit... boss.
Right.
And he does this all the time. Whenever
that's
there's
right.
a benefit, he is the first one that comes up and says, hey, let's go this, let's do that, let's do this. As a matter of fact, one of our brothers we lost, Chris Salcedo, not too long ago, we actually had the benefit. It went amazing for the family. I mean, it was great for the family. It helped them out immensely.
Right.
But Izzy, I don't want to point you out so much, but you have an unbelievable network of family friends who come in to help out for this cause.
Absolutely.
But thank you. His real name, ladies and gentlemen, is Israel Guajardo.
Right.
I went to high school with him at Thomas Jefferson.
Wow.
Not too far from Thomas Edison, but let's not talk about Edison.
Yeah, let's please not.
He's a great guy, and he's been, he gives his heart 100%.
Yeah.
And I thank you, Izzy, for doing that, and I appreciate it.
I mean, speaking of brothers and benefits and helping, he also helped organize the benefit that you guys had that we played for a few years back for Scott Deem, firefighter who lost his life.
Yes.
So it's times like this when you see the best in people. Unfortunately, it's also the time that you see the worst in people. And I know I gave the bad people too much time and press earlier, but I just had to get it off my chest or else it would just sit there and bother me. So I'm going to let them go. I'm going to let that go, and I'm going to talk about the positive
part
now.
And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tape recorder, let's see the best in you.
Exactly.
All right?
Let's just all take care of each other. Let's just all try to do the right thing.
Right.
Not because somebody's looking, not because it's a photo op,
right,
not because you get 5 minutes of fame. Do it because it's the right thing to do and because people need it and they're hurting.
Good point.
And until next time, we just want to thank everybody for listening to the Trubel Virtual Cast episode 415. I hope this becomes our most listened to podcast. I hope it becomes viral for a good point, not for me, not for my benefit, but because it's going to help folks that really need help. It's going to help Central Texas, who is in dire need of help. And it's going to help people who, through no fault of their own, are having the worst day of their life, and it doesn't look like it's going to get better for a long time. So anything we can do to help, we're glad to do it. But until next time, God bless you guys. Take care of each other. Take care of yourselves, and watch out for each other and protect each other. and protect those that can't protect themselves, because
here we are.
We all need it.
Lifting up Kerrville.
That's right.
God bless. All right. Peace out, guys.
Yep.
Oh, yes.